Page 248. The New Orleans.
What did it look like when you were growing up? Because this is brand new.
Nothing like this. This is Disneyland compared to how we grew up.
We're here in New Orleans, and it's been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, one of the biggest natural disasters in U.S. history, not to mention a massive political failure. And today, some places, like here in the Lower Ninth Ward, still look like this. But other places in New Orleans look a whole lot different lately.
This is Big Wig developer Prez Kabakoff. He has a $1 billion vision to turn his hometown into an Afro-Caribbean Paris.
You're like an urban voodoo doctor. You're reviving.
Deeper than
part
you
by
think.
Part. Now, who are you hoping to attract to condos and places like these, downtown, new, luxury?
We've got lots of people like you that are coming to town, 30,000 of them. It took many years to make people comfortable, but now this urban revitalization, not only in New Orleans, but all over the country, is becoming a movement.
Now, are you actually seeing New Orleans natives moving into places like these?
Absolutely.
But that's not what we've heard. We visited one of Kabakoff's mixed-income properties with Kevin. Kevin grew up in housing projects here before the city tore them down after Katrina. In fact, only a fraction of public housing residents were able to move into the new mixed-income developments like this one.
So you don't see the jobs coming along with the development?
No, not at all. Especially and not the jobs that are paying, because most of the jobs that are part of development are not going to residents. They're going to people that are coming in from out of town.
Neil is trying to help curb rapid gentrification by keeping locals in their neighborhoods. He uses tax incentives to flip historic houses and then rents them at affordable rates.
Isn't it just a stylistic difference? Some like more green.
No, this house was about to fall down. It couldn't have made it many more months.
A lot of the homes we renovate, we try to keep as rental housing because there is a rental market in New Orleans. Not everybody is going to be a homeowner. And so the niche that we try to fill is for the residents that can't afford their own home, but that want to live in their neighborhood where they grew up, or a historic New Orleans neighborhood. And so we cater to those folks and try to keep them in neighborhoods that are gentrifying, such as this one.
Copyright AJ Plus.